Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Bianca and Caitlin with your 9am Zedlines. Health Minister Tim Nicholls was notified by Queensland's Nurses and Midwives Union that industrial action would strengthen if their pay increase demands aren't met before tomorrow. The union began industrial action on June 5th, following a proposed 2.5% pay increase, which was less than the announced award wage increase. The union is pursuing a 13% pay increase, and following the union's actions in early June, Queensland Health has upped the proposal to at least 11%. Queensland Nurses and Midwives Union Secretary Sarah Beeman said the second stage of industrial action would include refusal to complete tasks not directly related to patient safety, including making beds, answering phones, and cleaning equipment. It will be disruptive, Beeman said. The union is seeking nation-leading wages for nurses and midwives, and if this isn't met, these changes could begin from July 7th.
Researchers at the University of Queensland have begun the state's first ever study of an endangered species of seahorse in an attempt to save them from extinction. White seahorse is one of only two seahorse species in the world that are listed as endangered, and critical information gaps are believed to be contributing to its decline. Found across Australia's east coast in estuarine environments, the species is incredibly selective with habitat choices, and as a result, the seahorse is particularly vulnerable to environmental disturbances. No conservation efforts currently exist in Queensland, but calls from environmental advocates have called for protection after populations in New South Wales declined by about 90% in 2020. Researchers are aiming to conduct hundreds of surveys in hotspot areas across southeast Queensland and have called on the public to help by taking photos and uploading them to the researchers' online database.
A toxic algae bloom off the coast of South Australia is unlikely to dissipate, with the South Australian government advising that there isn't much we can do to fix the problem. The bloom was first detected in March off the Fluorio Peninsula and quickly spread to Kangaroo Island, Coorong, and the York Peninsula. Scientists had hoped that cooling temperatures would bring an end to the ecological disaster, but instead the algae bloom has broken up and moved into other parts of the coastline, including metropolitan beaches. The bloom is considered non-toxic to humans, but has impacted South Australia's fisheries and farms, with widespread closures across the state, resulting in job losses and devastated marine populations. Experts say that the bloom could last a further 18 months, with Environment Minister Dr. Susan Close stating that what we are experiencing is the effects of climate change.
The Australian Red Meat Advisory Council has announced that the cattle industry will no longer be following its pledge to reach net zero by 2030. Independent Chair of the Council, John McKillop, says the decision is due to a better understanding of the emissions as well as new information revealing that the industry is not on track to reach the target. The initial pledge was made by Meat and Livestock Australia in 2017 and adopted in 2019. This follows the news last week that grain-fed cattle emissions are actually 56% lower than initially anticipated. However, they are still not close to reaching the target.
In international news, the Trump administration has joined international condemnation of UK rap group Bob Villain after revoking their US visas. The US Deputy Secretary of State, Christopher Landau, said that artists had glorified violence and hatred with criminal investigation by UK police into the duo under the guise of anti-Semitism, also broadening to include Irish group Kneecap. The Glastonbury Festival was broadcast live by the BBC and showed the crowd waving the Palestinian flag along with joining in with the frontman's Death to the IDF chant. The BBC has since apologised for not cutting their broadcast, citing that they did not anticipate anti-establishment rhetoric from the punk-inspired group.
For your weather today, Brisbane is a little windy, so be sure to take a jacket. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 20. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and X or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.